Welcome to Morondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Morondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
There's a lot on your mind. Let's help you decide. There's no need to delay. Republic makes it easy. We got the best rates with our local mortgages. We got what it takes to make your house lot a home. We're here, we care, and we say, go ahead and start building today.
Republic knows you have choices. Whether you're purchasing land, constructing, or buying a new home, let's be the one for you. Apply in person or online.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials, and garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks, and the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. They're treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
Pick two, pick two in the afternoon. Pick two in the evening. A chance to win big, big cash. Just ask for the Multi-X. Multiply your winnings by two, by three, even five, or get a free play. Multi-X. Pick two numbers from 0 to 9. A chance to win big cash. Drawing twice daily, Monday to Saturday. Bet the same amount on Pick 2 and Multi-X. Pick 2 with Multi-X. Pick 2, pick 2 in the afternoon. Pick 2, pick 2 in the evening. Pick 2 with Multi-X.
Remember, a ticket a day can make you rich today.
The last time we visited Morondoy, Kimal experienced burning when urinating. Sharona broke down and told him about the sexual abuse she endured when she was trafficked. So Kimal googled his symptoms when she admitted to using home remedies to treat a strange condition. He got angry with her for not disclosing and ordered her out of the house. Kathleen and Myrtle accused Zena of disrespecting and crossing the boundaries of their friendship. Catalina told her that she was putting Denzel's studies and future at risk. However, Zena responded that she and Denzel were adults and free to make their own decisions about their relationship. And now, as we return to Morondoy, Kimal has just returned home.
Hey, Kimal.
Hey.
You look like a truck ran over you. What's wrong?
I don't want to talk about it, Kavito.
Come on, Kimal.
Just leave me alone.
You and Sharona had a fight?
I don't want to hear about that. I don't want to hear any.
Whoa. So I'm right.
We're done.
What you mean y'all done? You barely started.
And that was my problem. Trusting someone like her. I's a real fool, boy.
What happened, Kimal?
She's not a good person.
Wait. What?
She's evil.
Come on, Kimal. I know you're angry, but not because you and your girlfriend had a fight, it suddenly means she's not a good person. Stop it.
You know where I just came from?
Where?
The doctor.
Okay.
Look what I got. Antibiotics.
Huh?
Your friend Sharona gave me chlamydia.
What?
Baby, which toilet paper you want?
I usually get this one. It's soft.
Okay.
I don't know what's going on. Every time you come in the supermarket, the prices raise.
I know, right? People are complaining about the cost of living.
Some of it doesn't make any sense. Why are we paying so much for eggs and greens? Hmm?
You know, I heard Mommy and Auntie Myrtle talking about it.
It's crazy.
You know, maybe I need to find a little job again.
Why?
Zena, I want to be able to help you out.
Denzel, don't make me laugh. I am comfortable. I'm not wanting for money. And you need to focus on finishing your studies.
I know, but as a man, I don't want people to think you're minding me.
Am I minding you?
Well, I do depend on Mommy and Auntie Merkel.
Exactly.
That's probably why they think they can have a say in our relationship.
Look, at this point, I don't care what anybody has to say. I like having you around. And I can't tell the last time I was so happy.
Aw, baby.
And you know, since my fibroids are gone, I'm feeling like a new woman.
Careful before I propose, you know.
Just stop it.
No, but seriously, if I propose to you, would you accept?
Denzel, don't get too ahead of yourself, young man. We're living in the moment. Let's love this for what it is.
Denzel? Zena?
Miss Myrtle, hi.
Hi, Auntie Myrtle.
Look at the two of you shopping like husband and wife.
Auntie Myrtle, please, don't make a scene.
Why would I make a scene? Me and your mother haven't seen you in 3 days. But who's counting?
You know where I am, and you know I'm safe.
See now, aren't you concerned about the gossip?
Respectfully, Miss Myrtle, I really don't care what anybody has to say. And this is not the place for this conversation.
Well, please send him home so his mother can see his face.
Mommy can call if she needs me.
Excuse me, Miss Myrtle. We gotta finish off shopping.
Denzel!
I'll pass this afternoon, out.
You're talking like you don't live there anymore. Denzel! Denzel!
Sharona gave you chlamydia, Kimal? How?
Seriously, Kavita? I got to explain how sex works to someone like you?
No, I don't mean it like that. Sharona was cheating on you or something?
No.
So how she end up with a sexually transmitted infection to pass it on to you?
I guess everybody has a pass.
Yeah? So she came from Kokwani with it?
She said that she was trafficked, kidnapped, and taken to the bush.
What?
Her aunt and Miss Coretta had to go and rescue her.
Whoa. Are you serious?
I guess the stories I hear about some girls who go missing are true.
Wait a minute. Sharona was sex trafficked?
Yeah, somewhere in the bush.
Wow.
She said she knew something was wrong when she went back to Kokwani, but didn't have money to go to the doctor. So, she used home remedies.
Oh my goodness. How can you get rid of an STI with home remedies?
Obviously you can't, because I got burnt.
I'm sorry. But oh gosh, Kimal, I feel so bad for her. Imagine not having the money to go to the doctor to check on your sexual health.
But we have free healthcare in Guyana.
Maybe she was ashamed and wanted to go to a private doctor.
How can somebody walk around with an STI for months and not go for help? Within days of having sex with her, I knew something was wrong because I started burning.
Sometimes the symptoms subside and you think it's gone, but you still have it. I really feel bad for her.
You sound like you feel more for her than me.
I'm sorry for you too, Kimal. But the trauma she must have experienced being trafficked. Then to get a sexually transmitted infection from the experience? Wow.
She came down here to work. She's been making money. If she cared about me or herself, she would have gone to a doctor before she had sex with me.
Maybe she thought it was gone. But that's crazy. People need to know that you can't get rid of STIs just like that. It can lead to complications. And you can keep spreading it.
I strip it bad. I look at Sharona and would never believe anything wrong with her.
When it comes to your sexual health, you can't go off of looks. The healthiest looking person could have a sexually transmitted infection.
Well, Sharona proved that. But I mostly blame myself. I should have used a condom.
I told you so.
I got caught up in the moment and I didn't think something like this could happen. I mean, I don't have a lot of sexual experience and I was just happy to find a girl that I really like and...
But Kimal... condom use is not only to protect yourself from STIs, but pregnancy too. Could you imagine if you got Sharona pregnant?
I would never want to have a baby with her. Not after this.
So your love turned to hate just like that?
What you want me to do, Kavita? If she could have sex with me, knowing she had an infection, what else she wouldn't do? Sharona's dangerous.
So you guys are done?
Yes. Why is that even a question?
I think she deserves grace. She's not responsible for what happened to her.
But she's responsible for knowing she had something and not telling me. Now I have to take antibiotics.
Kimal.
Ah!
Oh boy. Let me call Sharona.
Hello?
Hi, Sharona.
Hi, Kavita.
Kimal told me what happened.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that to him.
He'll be all right. Chlamydia is curable.
Okay.
But how are you? He told me you were trafficked.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry that happened to you, Sharona. Nobody deserves that.
I don't really like thinking about it. Sometimes I try to imagine it's a dream.
You been to the doctor?
No.
You want me to go with you?
You what?
Sure. Kimal got his diagnosis and medication. He'll be fine. Now I have to make sure you're okay.
Right.
I can pick you up in the morning.
Okay, but I'm gonna have to take some time off.
Okay. Take care of that and I'll see you tomorrow.
Okay, Kavita.
Bye.
Denzel? Zena?
Auntie Myrtle, you're waiting out here for us?
You need a lift, Miss Myrtle.
No, thanks. I have my taxi coming for me.
Okay.
Denzel, when are you coming home?
Auntie Myrtle, seriously? I don't want to have this conversation outside the supermarket. I said I'll pass this afternoon.
But you're not living with your mother and me anymore?
I'll come home when I'm ready.
Don't you think that you're being disrespectful to me and your mother? Eh? And you, Zeno. Why would you encourage him with this?
I'm not encouraging him. Denzel is a grown man and he can make his own decision.
Yeah, but if you don't want him at your house, he wouldn't be there.
I don't know how it's a bigger problem now that me and Denzel are in a relationship than when I was first introduced to your family.
You were running from an abusive husband at that time, Zena. You were in a vulnerable situation and no one was judging you. And Denzel, he was just being kind by trying to help you.
So now I'm being judged.
Look, baby, let's just go.
Baby? Denzel, you will not disrespect me. I raised you, and I will not stand for your disrespect.
I'm not trying to disrespect you, Auntie Myrtle, but I want you and Mommy to respect my wishes.
Can we at least see you? Your mother is worried.
Mommy knows she has nothing to worry about. And if it's such a big problem, I'll just move in with Zena.
What?
I'm no little boy who still needs to be living with my mother and auntie, you know. I can move in with my woman.
Zena?
Look, I'll see you, Miss Myrtle.
You don't have a problem living with a young man who could be your son?
Enjoy the rest of your day, Miss Myrtle.
Bye, Auntie Myrtle.
Denzel! Denzel, come back here!
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Murundoy Incorporated is part of the International Planned Parenthood Federation, networking in over 120 countries to ensure justice for the sexual and reproductive health and rights of every individual and creating an equitable future for all.